If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
You're listening to Dark Times from Star Wars Jedi Survivor, released April 28th, 2023, composed by Stephen Barton and Gordy Hobb. What's up, BG Maniacs? Welcome to another bonus episode of BG Mania, a video game music podcast. I, of course, am your host, Brian, and I will be solo on this show. This actually was a very spur-of-the-moment decision. But real quick, if you'd be so kind, head on over to Apple Podcasts or whichever app you've chosen to listen to us on and drop us a quick rating and a review. It really does help us out in terms of visibility so that this show continues to grow. And remember, we are on Patreon now as well. Patreon.com/RPG Era. Check out our tiers, see what we're doing. If you feel inclined, toss a couple bucks each month. If not, continuing to listen to the episodes as they upload each week works wonders as well. And of course, special shout out to current executive producers, Jexax and Zantku. So yeah, I wasn't planning on putting a bonus episode together for May. We actually haven't had a bonus episode in a couple months now. However, I recently started, just 2 days ago actually, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, the sequel to Jedi Fallen Order that released back in 2019 from Respawn Entertainment and Electronic Arts. I initially, last month in April, had this game on the calendar to do an actual episode for BG Mania. However, when it got delayed to April 28th, we had to switch some things around, and I was not able to do the episode when we were originally going to do so. I'm trying to remember, I think the episode we replaced that particular episode with was, I think it was Rainbow Roads Forever, actually, because that was when I was going to do it. So it worked out in our favor, and we have another episode inspired by Rainbow Roads Forever coming up later this week. But I really wanted to put together a quick bonus episode focusing on the music in Star Wars Jedi Survivor, which was composed by Stephen Barton and Gordy Hobb for the most part. I'm only roughly, at the time of recording, about 12 hours in. I've played it quite a bit today, Saturday, May 6th. I played it a lot yesterday on Friday, and I played it a little bit Thursday evening. So I just have been kind of getting my feet wet in Jedi Survivor. I'm on the second planet. I'm going to avoid spoilers. I'm not going to mention any specific names or anything because the game is fresh, and I know a lot of people are looking forward to it and have been playing it. But I'm on the second planet, and I realized how freaking massive this game actually is. It's so much more open and so much bigger than Jedi Fallen Order. And I think sometimes that's potentially a bad thing. I don't necessarily mind how open the game is. I just feel like there's so much to do, so many ways to go, so many, you know, side paths that you can explore, significant amount of optional areas and things to find. And that's excellent, right? That's super cool. But I really did like the Jedi Fallen Order, more Metroidvania. It's linear in a lot of ways. I liked that approach to the game as well. And they have deviated from that quite a bit. Now, there is obviously a main path and you can stick to it, but I'm noticing as I explore, because I tend to get lost, I guess, sometimes and not know where I'm going. So I just move about to the different areas as they become available. And I fall into all of these different optional areas, and they're actually worth doing. Like, they put some really excellent upgrades and really cool things to find in all of these optional areas. They're not just collectibles. They're not just money, right, or credits. It's actually cosmetics. Maybe change the way Cal Kestis looks in the game, right? Through hair options, through beard options, the clothes that he's wearing. You can customize BD-1 now completely with different looks, different paint jobs. Same thing with Cal. You can change the color of all of your gear. The lightsaber, which was customizable in Jedi Fallen Order, is still customizable here as well. But they've added a lot of different customization options to the game. So I have been enjoying my time, and I'm finding myself wanting to explore these areas, but I just wish it wasn't so big, because this game is going to take quite some time to get through. I was looking at the How Long to Beat website earlier today to see how long it actually clocks in. They have the main story at 19 hours, completionist at 47. That sounds about right if you just focus main story. Granted, now I'm at 12 hours. I'm still only on the second planet, which is technically chapter 2, and I think there's 5 or 6 chapters in this game, but I'm not 100% sure. It's a blast. I'm really having fun. I'm playing on PS5. I'm not running into any major issues like those playing on PC have been reporting. I checked both quality mode and resolution mode. They both play absolutely fine on PS5. Obviously, frame rate is going to be a little bit better on performance mode, but quality mode still runs and feels fine, and it looks better. I tend to be just playing on performance mode because I prefer the frame rates, and it still looks amazing on performance mode, so it's not that big of a deal. Haven't had the game crash or anything like that. It's been running pretty smooth. Just a couple weird graphical issues here and there that I've noticed along the way, some screen tearing, and I'm not a huge fan of the way the hair looks and behaves, especially on Cal when you're running around or falling from heights. It looks weird. I'm not a huge fan of that, but I do like pretty much everything else. The environments are gorgeous, and particularly the soundtrack. That's why we're here, right? Again, composed by Stephen Barton and Gordy Hobb. It's so cinematic. It's such a cool feel. It really channels a lot of John Williams and really feels like a major orchestral Star Wars theatrical soundtrack. It's super, super dope. I've only got to hear some of it in game because, again, I'm not super far in, but I have listened to the entire soundtrack and I've picked out what I think are 14 great tracks that I really wanted to highlight here on this bonus episode to show some love to Jedi Survivor. We opened up the bonus episode by taking a listen to Dark Times, which is a great track. Again, kind of lengthy, and some of the tracks on the Jedi Survivor soundtrack are very, very lengthy. There are several that are 8+ minutes, 9 minutes, 10 minutes even, 10 plus. There's a couple for some of the planets and areas that you go to that just have some really, really ambient music to back it up, but still intermix some more epic and chaotic bits throughout. Reminds me a lot of the way World of Warcraft handles their zone music. So I think there's a few of those that I picked out, maybe one or two, but I didn't focus too much on those. I went more for the stuff that I've really been enjoying about Jedi Survivor soundtrack. So I think you guys are going to like this. I implore you to check out the entire soundtrack to this game. It is very, very good. The music fits so well to the areas and what's happening in the game as you progress. And it's a direct sequel to Jedi Fallen Order. So if you like Jedi Fallen Order, which was, I thought, a fantastic game, you should jump into Jedi Survivor. So without further ado, let's jump into the music. I've talked long enough, and I know we're going to talk this game on Play on Arrival soon, maybe even this week. So check that out if you're interested to hear more thoughts and what I've been doing in Star Wars Jedi Survivor. But for now, we are going to listen to some excellent, excellent music. Because we are focusing on just one game, I am not going to mention every single time, so I will just say it right now. This game released again on April 28th, 2023, just a couple days ago, not even 10 days ago yet, and most of the tracks were composed by Stephen Barton and Gordy Hobb. There is one track we're going to play later that was composed by a couple different individuals. I will point that out when we get there, but I'm not going to mention each time because every other track on the episode today was composed by Stephen Barton and Gordy Hobb. So let's go ahead and take a listen to Crash Landing from Star Wars Jedi Survivor. Coming up next, let's go ahead and take a listen to Beasts Maw from Star Wars Jedi Survivor. Next, we're going to be taking a listen to Basalt Scars from Star Wars Jedi Survivor.
Thank you.
Next up on this bonus episode, let's go ahead and take a listen to Fields of Dusk from Star Wars Jedi Survivor, composed by Tammuz Dekel, Ofer Benjaminov, and Dan Mayo. Coming up next, let's take a listen to Pilgrim's Path from Star Wars Jedi Survivor. Up next, we'll be taking a listen to the Sacred Mesa from Star Wars Jedi Survivor.
Thank you. it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Next up, let's go ahead and take a listen to Flight from Star Wars Jedi Survivor. And coming up next in this Spotlight episode, let's take a listen to To the Rescue from Star Wars Jedi Survivor.
We'll be right back.
Coming up next, let's take a listen to Shattered Moon from Star Wars Jedi Survivor. Up next, we'll be listening to Siege from Star Wars Jedi Survivor. Let's take a listen to Rage from Star Wars Jedi Survivor.
Thank you.
And last up, before we close things out, let's go ahead and take a listen to The Abyss from Star Wars Jedi Survivor. All right, guys, and that is just a small sample of what is available on the soundtrack to Star Wars Jedi Survivor, again, composed by Stephen Barton and Gordy Hobb, just released last week on April 28th, 2023. Go check this game out. Go check this soundtrack out. It has 44 tracks, again, some of them very lengthy, very ambient, but all very, very good. I definitely recommend listening to this entire soundtrack from start to finish. It's one of my favorites of 2023 so far. I will say this soundtrack has climbed the ranks and is actually one of my favorites so far for this year. I really have enjoyed it. But that is unfortunately going to bring us to the end of this quickly planned bonus episode of BG Mania Video Game Music Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed. We do want to thank you for sticking with us and listening to another episode of BG Mania, made possible, of course, by RPGera.com. If you like video game music, and more importantly, you like us and you want to help us grow this show, check the description box for ways you can do just that, including a link to join our Discord community. Click it, join it, and interact with us. Taking us out of this bonus episode, we are going to be taking a listen to Brothers from Star Wars Jedi Survivor. Again, this game released on April 28th, 2023, and everything you heard today except for Fields of Dusk earlier on was composed by Stephen Barton and Gordy Hobb. Keep the music playing and keep it loud.